It's Friday, the 19th of December. Pretty dark this morning, even at 10 past 8. And wild weather. Strong gusts again, and rain. Although the rain isn't so heavy at the moment. Not a nice morning at all, and it's mild, but it's not as mild as it was yesterday, so maybe the wind has swung round more from the north. On a positive side, it's not snowing. Yes, it's wild. Something is annoying. The blackbird. I'm trying to stare in the darkness. Miss Blackbird on the top of the fence. But even with the light from my new 10-watt LED floodlight, it's still difficult to tell, but I think it's probably her, since she's calling out from my garden. Yes, there's definitely a cooler air this morning. The good news is that the ski slopes in Scotland have got a good start this year. They've been snow from back in November. And that's good news for them. Had another good night's sleep last night. Got up positively this morning, as positively as dragging my weary bones around it could be. But I started to get out of bed fairly quickly now after I cancelled the alarm. I used to lie for a minute or two and just to come to, but now probably a matter of 20, 30 seconds max, and then I'm out. Diving into a brand new day. The thing that bugs me, and it does bug me a lot, what an expression that is. Yeah, bugs me. Well, that really bugs me, you know. What the heck, where did that come from? Okay, we'll use annoy. It does annoy me a lot. Most mornings is the routine. But you've got to have a routine, because what else would you do? You know, so I often find myself, it's back to this whole shower again, isn't it? But it's not, it's coming out the shower, and there's all these trigger points, you know. And I think everyone has the same, probably, that, you know, whatever you're doing in the morning, there's a trigger point that brings something to mind. And then once you've got that, then probably most mornings that trigger point will be met and set off the thought, wow, what a load of nonsense. No. And I'll get to the point now. Is the routine, that routine of exactly step by step by step by step every morning, up at 7 and heading out the door here at 8. Now, don't get me wrong, I love doing this, so this isn't, I don't class this as routine. I love coming out here with a hot cup of tea and getting the fresh air, because not so long ago I didn't do that. I grabbed that cup of tea, probably, actually I didn't, I probably grabbed another coffee, and I sat in that study behind me, through the wall behind me, and was on a computer. gotta know what's happening. So I stopped all that. So this is not routine, this is enjoyable. But all the other stuff gets to me. Just, and how can you change it? Okay, so this morning what I'll do is I'll have my coffee first before I make the porridge. No, that doesn't work, because then you're not going to taste your porridge properly. Or what about I get out and I go and do the shower before I go and do my teeth and my ablutions. And, well, you know, let's mix it up and get rid of the routine. But you can't, because the routine is something that you've worked at, unconsciously worked at what works for you perfectly. What's the best way of doing things? It's not necessarily planned, it becomes the routine because it's what works. And we've all got our own routines. But it gets to me quite often, I think. It's an hour of my life lost through routine. You know, Dad did that. It's not like a remote control, you know. Yes, remote control is what I'd call it. This absolutely meticulous, got to be in that order routine. Got to get the pot out for the porridge. Put some salt in the pot, go and put water in the pot, put the pot on the burner, get the porridge out, pour the porridge in, stir the porridge, put the kettle on, get the cups out, get the bowl out, you know, and it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And an hour of your life's gone by the time you come out of the shower. But in the same respect, is that what brings stability to the beginning of each morning? I don't know, because when I was working, that's a different routine, probably. It lasted about half an hour, absolute maximum, from getting out of bed to being washed and heading out the door to work. And now I don't work, and I haven't worked for over 7 years, and but I still have a lengthy routine for an hour. Doesn't it sound long when you say it like that, an hour? Well, it says the 24th of the day, and if it's considered at this time of year, or any time of year, it's probably about 12 hours of your normal day, something like that. So it's a 12th of your awakening day. It's just routine. But I guess you've got to have routines, huh? Rest of the day is never routine. Well, maybe evenings. Well, but not so much. Because even if I do finally settle down in the big chair in the living room by 5:30, 5:30, 6 in the evening, because I never watch television in between. I never watch it until that point in the day. And then you're sitting there and then it's, oh, we'll have another cup of tea. We'll have supper at 6:30, 6:30, then we'll have another cup of tea at 8:30, then we'll go to bed at 10. So that's a kind of routine, but it's not the same because it's never perfect and it's never absolute. But does routine bring stability? Or does it just stop, prevent disorder, walking about the house like a headless chicken, trying to mix it up? Well, I don't know. The weather, apart from the gusty strong wind and the rain now going off, he says this just as a big splat hits him. I'm looking up and I can see blue sky and very, very little clouds as far as I can make out. The only ethereal rice paper clouds and brightness from the south. Southern skies. So maybe, but no, I just turned round and looked to the west, and there's something nasty heading my way. And the temperature, believe it or not, has just dropped very, very quickly. Spookily. My hands are getting cold now. That really just all happened within the past couple of minutes. Since the sky's cleared, it's just how quickly the heat escapes. Hmm.